Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you fulfilled your promise by sending the gift of the Holy Spirit to unite disciples of all nations in the cross and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. By the preaching of the gospel, spread this gift to the ends of the earth through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus speaks in today's gospel reading of sending someone to assist the church in her ministry of proclaiming the gospel. Notice I said someone, not something. Jesus speaks of sending the Holy Spirit upon the church. And the Holy Spirit is not a thing. He is the third person of the Holy Trinity. Now, Jesus doesn't really refer to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit. He calls him the Spirit of Truth. But he also calls him a helper. Another helper to be with Christians, to be with the church forever. That word helper can also be translated comforter, advocate, counselor, various means. The Greek word is paraclete. That's paraclete, not parakeet. Paraclete. A paraclete is someone who comes alongside of to assist someone and to help that person. And not only has the Holy Spirit come alongside of the church, but the Holy Spirit is the one who makes the church, who calls the Holy Christian Church into being. The Holy Spirit is the one who has worked through the word and water of baptism to bring you to faith in Christ, and who works through the preaching of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, crucified, resurrected, and ascended. The Holy Spirit proclaims this to keep you in this saving faith, which we confessed earlier in the Nicene Creed. You see, we can't do it ourselves. No one can will him or herself to believe in Jesus. It's not a decision we make. Jesus says, "You did not choose me, I chose you." And as we know from the explanation to the third article of the Creed, dealing with the Holy Spirit and his work, the Holy Christian Church, and the hope we have in Christ, I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, gathered and enlightened me with his gifts, and in the same way, he does this for the whole Christian church on earth. So you and I could not believe were it not for the Holy Spirit. Paul writes that the natural man receives not the things of God, for they seem to be foolishness to him. It's only as the Holy Spirit works through the means of grace that we can come to believe this miraculous event, this mind-boggling free gift of salvation given through Jesus' life and death and resurrection. Jesus says, "I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." The plight of orphans used to be very bad, and even now it is not pleasant. But think what it would have been like to be an orphan in the ancient world. No one to look after you. No one to provide a shelter for you, or food, drink, and clothing. No one to stand by you and help you. It's interesting that one of the things Paul admonishes and encourages the church to do is to provide care for widows and orphans. And this parallels the way that the Holy Spirit provides care for Jesus' redeemed people, looking after them, comforting them, helping them, strengthening their faith when that faith is weak, giving them joy in the face of impossible circumstances, a joy not based upon human circumstance, but based upon our status as a dearly beloved children of God in Christ Jesus. As those who have been given the gift of eternal life, as those who have been given the promise of the resurrection of the body. And how can we believe such fantastic stuff? It boggles the mind. But it is the Holy Spirit working through the Word that gives us this faith. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. If the Holy Spirit is not present, then Christ Himself is not present. And if Christ Himself is not present in His Word and Sacrament, to borrow from St. Paul, we are of all people the most hopeless. But you and I have a future and a hope. Jesus says that because He lives, we also will live. Now the question arises, how do you know if you believe in Christ? How do you know that you're really a Christian? Well, God's Word tells us that this is love, that God sent His Son into the world on behalf of sinners. John tells us that it's not that we first loved God, but that He first loved us and gave His Son for us. To have faith is to love Jesus. And Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Jesus goes on to say, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Now let's make sure we don't get the cart before the horse. Again, Scripture says we love God because He first loved us. To love God, to love Jesus Christ, is to have faith in Him as Savior, as Redeemer. And you could put it another way. Because we have faith in Jesus, we love Him. And this love shows itself in an active, tangible way, by keeping Jesus' commandments. To keep means to guard and preserve, in addition to meaning to follow. And all this is encompassed in that word to keep. How can we follow Jesus' commandments, Jesus' word, if the church, through the Holy Spirit, had not delivered that word from generation to generation, if the Holy Spirit had not inspired the apostles and the evangelists and the Old Testament prophets to write down, to record God's written word? It is because we have the Word of God and the Holy Spirit works through that word that we can know Jesus' commandments. One commandment, as I have loved you, love one another. Now, you and I don't keep the commandments perfectly. And we properly lament and repent and confess when we don't. But even though we don't keep the commandments of God perfectly, we strive to keep them. That is a sign that we are born from above. That the new nature within us wants to keep God's commandments because the new nature within us loves God, loves His Son. But we also know this, that if we sin, we have an advocate who speaks to the Father on our behalf, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Jesus fulfilled all of God's commandments for you out of love for you because He knew that you and I could not possibly keep the commandments on our own, that we would be lost, condemned creatures if we trusted in our ability to please God. So He pleased God for us, for you. He pleased God by living a holy and perfect life before God, a life of submission, a life of trust. He pleased God by actively obeying all of God's commandments. And He pleased God most of all and satisfied the demands of the law against you and me by bearing our sins away on the cross in His own body, so that they are gone. They are not on you who believe. And it's the Holy Spirit who makes all these things a reality within the church. It's the Holy Spirit who enables teachers to teach, preachers to preach, who enables the people of God to share Jesus with one another. You bear the Holy Spirit placed on you in your baptism. He opens your lips and enables you to tell others about Jesus. He strengthens your hands so you can serve other people as servants of God in Christ Jesus. Maybe sweeping someone's floor. Maybe mowing someone's lawn. Maybe going to the grocery store on behalf of an elderly or infirm person who can't get there, him or herself. These works we do are the works of Jesus. These works we do in faith come as the Holy Spirit inspires and motivates us with the love of Christ to demonstrate love to others. So, if you love Jesus, and you do, you strive to keep His commandments. And the Holy Spirit is with you as your helper in every time of need, as your comforter, as the one who enables you to live this life of faith in Christ in good circumstances and in bad, in the midst of good times and times that aren't so good. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes it a possibility, no, who makes it a reality for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus, your Savior.
Amen.